In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the big questions as we go into this arbitration phase will be, Brazil right now has been given the right to proceed with some type of retaliation measures. That's going to be one of the key questions to be answered over the next 3 to 4 months is, what level of economic injury will Brazil be entitled to seek? Now, I think as we look at the case, it's still our position that there's really no way to feel like that the U.S. cotton program would be causing right now any economic injury to Brazil's cotton interest. But the real question, I think, will be what level of damages will Brazil be able to seek?
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're going to continue to stay in consultation, provide any feedback you can, and continue to monitor the case as the arbitration phase goes forward.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
U.S. production is down sharply from what it was 2 or 3 years ago. Cotton prices have risen substantially over the last year. We're spending much less in U.S. cotton programs than we were a few years ago. So when you look at all of these factors combined, it's difficult to say that the U.S. program could be causing any serious prejudice or any economic injury just because of where prices are right now and how our programs are operating.